Welcome to the College Football Preview Show with the Roll Up Network. I'm your host, Silk, and I'm kicking it with my co-hosts, the legends, Kenny Shaw, Amon Richards. Fellas, how's it going?
Can't complain being a Seminole, you know, top five. I don't know about y'all.
Front running.
Praying on your downfall. That's all you need to know. I'm praying on your downfall this week, man. Y'all got a legit matchup. I'm definitely praying on your downfall. Hey, all three Big Three teams are ranked right now. It's been a minute that all three teams are ranked, but we slid into those rankings. I told y'all I just needed a win versus Tennessee to start lying more. And we're a top 25 team now. I don't know. I'm still feeling like in the Big Three rankings, I'm feeling like, you know, I'm bullish a little bit. I think I'm at the top. You know what I'm saying? I know y'all undefeated and whatnot, but wow. I'm feeling like we a threat for the top. I don't think it's a landslide, Kenny. What's up?
It's still a landslide.
100%.
It's 100%. That Tennessee team, you're going to see, they're going to keep going backwards. They're not good.
What do you think Boston College is going to do?
They're going to beat Miami ass November 24th. I know that. Look at little AR.
Are we allowed to wager bets on here? Because I would like to put a bridge on the Dub versus BC. You tell them.
We can do that. We can do that with the spread, or you want straight up?
No, straight. Yeah.
Look, I just want to see where your confidence is. I know that much about that. I don't know that.
Huh? But to your point, you know, playing up there in BC might be a little rocky, but we don't get the wind, but it might be a little cold, you know. I can't do the spread talk.
Nah. A crisp 40 degrees. Ooh.
Yeah, it's going to be brisk, man. Miami struggling in that cold, dog. Them South Florida boys get up there and forget how to play football.
Not going to lie, we have a little chilly game coming up, though. Can't lie.
Okay. Is it chilly this weekend in Philly? Like, how you feeling with Temple?
They say it's supposed to be 56 and some rain.
Oh, boy.
And some rain.
here we go.
Cold and rain. Hey, I don't like that. Look, as a Florida boy, I'm like, man, just cancel the game or something.
Upset City, bro. That's a setup right there when it's cold and rainy. Hey, y'all smash that like button. I appreciate everybody hanging out with us. Hakeem Jones in the comments. My man Hassan Cook. It's the roll up. It's the vibes. Anthony Beck, what he do? Y'all smash that like button. It don't cost a dime to show love. Hit subscribe. We be having thousands of listeners pull up in here, and then we have like 100 likes. I'm like, bro, all y'all hung out. You know, the duration of the show, y'all kicked it. The comments, we got like 4,000 comments and then like 100 likes. Man, don't be a hater. Hit that like button.
Be better.
It's the Manny Diaz Bowl, so we're going to talk a little Miami as well. It is the Miami Diaz. That's how y'all got this matchup, right? Wasn't this a Manny Diaz deal, no?
I believe so. He wanted to get his get back, but he didn't stay there long enough because we got it back, and he gone. But that's neither here nor there.
We might as well get right to it, man. One time for our sponsors and our great friend at State Farm, Allen Horn Insurance. Be sure to visit allenhorninsurance.com or give them a call at 706-692-2888. If you're in the states of Florida, Georgia, Alabama, or Tennessee, in need of homeowners insurance, car insurance, life insurance, or any other financial services, my man Allen can point you in the right direction. He's a Big Three alum, former Gator pitcher, former New York Yankee pitcher, parents of Florida State alum. So he fits right into the thick of things, man. AllenHornInsurance.com. Check him out. We got our first guest. We're going to talk a little Clemson football. Big matchup of the week. So we got former Clemson football player and current podcaster, journalist, media guy, Eric McLean. You want to say ACC Network or you want to shout out your podcast?
Whatever you want, big dog. I'm just here to please, man. Whatever you want. Both is cool with me.
Man, I'm here for you, dog, because I need y'all to beat Florida State. So however I can make this comfortable.
There you go.
Man.
Hey, orange and blue people got to stick together a little bit.
That's
bro.
Right. Started early. Well, here's the deal. I didn't know what I was getting into when I said yes. I didn't know if it was going to be like all Homer FSU, if it was a mixture. I would have came decked out in orange if I knew what this was, man. Yeah. That's my fault. That's my fault for not doing better research.
No, that's all good, man. I just need y'all to win this weekend.
Before we get to beefing, I did tell Silk, I said, hey, ACC might be better than SEC this year.
Hey, the way it's stacked up right now.
That's I'm just being honest. Look.
That's bad.
We got one more weekend to see it before bowl games, and that's rivalry week, and I can't wait. Y'all got to hold up your bargain. We'll do ours. That's what it'll be.
Oh, SEC always hold up their end of the bargain, man. You got to worry about that. We'll see how it all stack up at the end, Eric.
That's right. But I appreciate y'all having me, man. This is awesome.
Nah, we're about to have a good time. Matchup. We're in Clemson. You know, right now, what's the line? 2.5 Miami? I mean, 2.5 Florida State right now, right?
Yep. 2.5. First time that Clemson's been underdogs since 2016 at home. Lamar Jackson came to town. Which is crazy to think it's been that long. So I'm excited to see the pregame speech and Coach Sweeney, because he doesn't do well when people tell him he's an underdog.
Yeah, a little bit too though.
I've come to it's like you know when you know something about somebody, you be like, I know he don't know me from a can of paint, but the fact that him and Jimbo are like arch nemesis is like
right.
I don't learn so much about him throughout that rivalry.
Sure,
it's like,
sure.
Wait, y'all play baseball together? Like,
that's crazy. They play baseball together for real?
So I know they don't like to lose against each other, but that's right. I know in general, Florida State and Dabo, he's a competitor.
Oh, no question, man. And you know, he always wants to win no matter what it is. I mean, it's, he still plays basketball like relatively competitively. He'll have these recruits come over to the house or whatever. And he'll beat him in horse. I mean, it's the craziest thing I've ever seen. This dude is wild.
I mean, he's still running down that damn hill. Do y'all ever fall from that shit? Hey, that's a real question. I never ran down that shit. But have y'all ever seen like fucker just tumble?
Bro, all right. So I got two for you. So my first ever experience. So we're playing Troy, 2011. First game ever. I think it was a noon game. And my roommate jumps. Blows his ankle out. Done for the year. Blows out his ankle first game. And then fast forward, you know, like six or something years later, my brother-in-law, who's a tight end, Big Cannon Smith, shout out, also jumped. His knee like buckled. I thought he blew it out. He rolled, fell, rolled, got right back up and played the whole game. It was nuts.
How you feeling about Clemson right now? They came in. The Duke game was caught me by surprise a little bit. Dabo has been in the news for a lot of his opinions about what college football is these days.
Sure.
So overall, what's your opinion on the start of this year and where Clemson's at as a program?
Yeah, I think the obviously game one was a disaster. I mean, I don't think that many people, if any at all, except for people in that Duke locker room, thought that was going to happen. Just the style of play, things of that nature. And at the end of the day, like, listen, I'm out here trying to change the narrative because I'm an ACC guy. And clearly, you know, we look at all these teams with such great depth and really kind of know who they have. But national perspective, it's Duke. Like, come on. You don't lose that game, and you especially don't lose by 21 points. I mean, that was crazy. And just the way it happened, I guess you just chalk a lot of it up to first game, you know, type of nerves and things of that nature. And man, they were within the 4 or 5 yard line 3 or 4 different times, got 0 points out of it, which is just, I mean, you can't win doing that. So it was a horrible game. And then they go in the next week in the first half, you know, they have two, scored touchdowns off of turnovers and giveaways. And it's just like, what the hell is happening? I mean, this is absolutely crazy. Then, of course, they turn it on, win by like 60. And then this past Saturday, they looked really sharp, no turnovers. Totally looked like a different team. So I don't know, man. It was a weird spot with – I don't know if it was expectation, if Duke just did a bunch of stuff that they had no clue what they were looking at. But it was really weird. From the, you know, program standpoint looking forward, though, I mean, these guys loaded it at every position. I mean, there's so much depth, so much competition. Recruiting is at an all-time high. What Coach Sweeney has built there – you know, I'd be lying if I told you when I committed, I thought it would be like this. Certainly, I hope that we could help and get it on that path. But, I mean, they played in like 7 straight college football playoffs, won 2 of them, played in the Natty a ton. It's been remarkable how they got on this journey and where they are.
Did he give you a Bob Stanley on the trail? Like, how did he get you?
No, you know what's funny, man, is I actually – you're going to love this because you just beat their ass. I was a Tennessee guy my entire life. Mm. Half of my family went there. My pops is in the military, so we've moved around. But we lived in Tennessee for like 10 years right there in Knoxville. And so I grew up wanting to run through the tee and was actually committed there to Philip Fulmer. They fired him and for winning 9 games. He didn't win 10. He won 9, so they fired him. And
it means more.
That's right. It does. And then, you know, one of the position coaches I was super tight with went to Clemson, and he hit me up after I decommitted. And, man, we just fell in love. The atmosphere, the small town. Because, you know, I had been to Ohio State, Alabama, Tennessee, and it's like big time cities around these schools. And Clemson's just a little old farm town. And I just love that aspect. Love Coach Sweeney. The players there, Dwayne Allen was a big influence on me at the time. And, man, I just fell in love. I fell in love with everything about it and wanted to change it and get it back to where, you know, it was a national prominent team.
All right, then let's talk about beating Florida State now. have at it, Kenny.
Yeah, come on, Kenny. Let's go, baby.
Eric, honestly, I think
Kenny, here's the deal. You're a little worried after last week. Like, let's be honest.
He is.
No. Y'all look terrible.
This is what I'm about to say. I only envision wins in that place.
Well, you've been at the last 7 years.
I'm talking about my experience.
Out, your cable been out? Like, I'm trying to.
Hey, look. Straight, bro. Hey, E-Mac. Hey, I'm going to be honest. I'm going to watch this game. I'm going to try not to tailgate too hard so that I can actually be in the loop of this game, because I am nervous, but I'm it's a good nervous. It's more so like I think everything that – and this is, as we all do, we hope that our team do kind of how we've done it. And
of course,
the year we won it, we struggled versus BC. Yeah. Then we came to Clemson, and we did work in 13. So I'm hoping that we reduplicate that and we just – shoot out on all cylinders. But hey, if we come out and do the same shit we did versus BC, I don't think Clemson gonna be as forgiving with that score.
Yeah.
So
that'll be the difference.
And that's a big difference, because if you look at all our games, we start out too slow for me.
Right.
I get it, first game jitters. You don't know what you're working with, but we too slow to be top five. And, you know, when you're top five, you gotta put up points, because you look at y'all defense, y'all top 10 damn near. And it's all it takes is a couple plays and we out the game. And you know, I already know 12 o'clock, that country town. Look, I didn't know Clemson was like that until first time ever going there outside of football.
Right.
My best friend got married in like Seneca, wherever the hell that is. Yes. And we went out to Clemson and I'm like, it's fucking one bar out here.
Right,
like,
one.
Look, I come from a college town of Tallahassee. You know what I mean? So it's like, I'm expecting a big-time program like y'all have.
Sure,
just a whole lights, and it's one bar. But it was like, I know they're going to come revved up 12 p.m. ready to go. So
no, they'll be jacked up. And that is what I think is just so unique about it, man. I mean, the town, like, multiplies by 100 on game day, right? Like, it's literally – football and nothing else. It is very, I would say Florida State and Clemson are very SEC like, you know, schools because of that. Like, it's so important. It's everything. Football is everything to, you know, those towns, to the universities and things of that nature. But man, when I look at this game, brother, I obviously Florida State is fantastic, right? And I know the other two folks, y'all don't want to hear me say this, but there's so much experience. There's so much star power. Wide receivers are disgusting, but you know, Keon Coleman having no catches last week was weird, and I don't know why. You know, I know the couple of drops. Yeah, right. I know the couple of drops in one in the end zone, the other kind of across the middle, maybe would have scored there. I think what had to have happened, they were looking ahead. They had to be looking at Clemson because, again, at the end of the day, if they're ranked, not ranked, undefeated, whatever, that's a big-ass game. And, like, when we were playing, you win that game, not only do you win the ACC – but you're probably going on and competing for a national championship or at least a national, you know, rated game there and bowl game. And I just feel like it's back to that finally. Like this year, that's what it feels like to me. And, man, the vibes are going to be crazy. I wish it was a night game, but, you know, noon still. Uh-uh. And with the Noles coming in, I think y'all had something to do with that scheduling. You had to.
No, that's the thing. I told them boys last week, I said Boston College is a trap game and it's at 12. Like, that's come on. That's you know, E-Mac is as much as all of us. Well, you got night game, 12 o'clock. What time y'all getting up? What time Dabo got y'all
6 a.m. 6 a.m.
Silk, I told you 6 a.m. Yeah. And you like, damn.
And it starts. Like, you go. Like, it's not sitting around. 6 a.m. and you're going.
And I told them too, I said, you know, at the end of the day, I'm just excited that I'm getting to see it as a fan.
Yeah.
Like, I've never been to Death Valley as a fan. So
are you coming? Are you coming to the game?
I'm coming.
Oh, we vlogging, man.
I wish we were there.
We vlogging.
Hey, pull up, Eric, in Pittsburgh, pull up, man. We're in Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh. Who the hell they got?
Trust. I know. Me and EJ are pissed about it. They got Drake May. So we get to see, you know, a top two pick ball out. But yeah, it's what a miss that we're not there. I'm not happy about it.
Yeah. Mm. So I'm going to see what it is. I might run down the hill.
Run down.
Scoring the field.
Eric, let me ask your expert, you know, experience and get a take from you. We talked about Coleman's lack of production last week. What do you contribute Jared Verse's lack of sacks so far this season? Like, what do you think is happening? Chips and salsa? That's what.
Yeah. Everybody knows who the hell he is. Like, you're not getting any one-on-ones. I mean, not only are they sliding to you, they're rolling away and they're chipping you. Like, it's tough, man. I will say some of the worst things that can happen to great defensive ends is they have that extra year to come back. Like, and I think it will certainly help him. Like, he's going to be probably, top 10 at the end of the day, regardless of what his stats are. Like, he's that freaky. But everybody else knows about you. So we're sending a running back at you. We're sending a tight end. We're sliding, double team. It's hard to beat that.
E-Mac got them Coach Tricky as a slot receiver. I used to be in the meetings just to chip a DN. I used to be like, you sure you want me? And he said, yeah, little fucker. Please. I need you. And you know what? When I got somebody believing in me like that, I'm gonna give him a little chip. So
that's right. And just that second though, bro, that second throws off all his rushes. Cause I will say this, y'all, like Silk, his moves, he's sweet. Like, he's doing stuff that he did not do last year with the hand swipes. He does this little smack, swim, rip. And he wasn't doing that last year. So he's gotten better, but it's unfortunate that everybody knows who you are. They're targeting you, man. They mm-hmm. know it. They're saying, hey, we're not going to lose because of five. Like, we're going to know where five is.
But E-Mac, that's no excuse, because you know how.
No, like it is, bro. It is. Trust me. It's hard to get through two of these big-ass offensive linemen. Trust me that.
No, I was saying, in a sense, it's like, say when it come down to stuff like that, and even being unselfish player, you sometimes it's some routes or some plays that it's like, I got to be the best decoy I can be.
Yeah. And no question.
And that's the point where I'm hoping that as we got a bunch of seniors and whatnot, that they just truly look at last week's game and say, man, we got to do better, and we got to cut out this selfishness a little bit, because who knows? You know, receivers, we divas. I don't know whether it was like, hey, this dude getting too many targets.
Right.
Feed me more. You know, AR, you know how that is. Look, so I'm hoping that it was just we was looking too far ahead and we come to do work. We definitely need some work from five, and definitely I'm hoping y'all receivers don't get busy, because –
We've got a young cat, Tyler Brown, man. He reminds me of Jacoby Ford. Do you remember that name?
Oh, 5'6", that's my guy.
Yeah, he's got that track speed.
I don't know if he was a running back or a slot.
There you go. He was a slot guy. He was a slot guy. He reminds me of him, though. He's got that track speed. And you know, it's different. Like, when you're a freshman and you don't know. Like, you don't know that you're not supposed to be like that. You're not afraid of anything, because you're just going out there, say, what's up? Like, let's do this thing. And so I think that he's coming off a 2-touchdown game. He'll be the guy. So watch out for 6. Tell your guys. Tell whoever you got to tell.
And he's wearing 6.
Yeah, and he's wearing 6. He's like that. He's like that. That
good look. And you said Jacoby Ford, he got to be rolling. Yeah. He's fast?
Yeah, he's fast. Super fast, yeah.
I like that. I'll be honest with you. Like, watching both teams play, I feel like Florida State should win this game.
I agree.
Clemson just looked like they got to get some things together offensively, and I wasn't impressed by you guys' receiver. Defensive line, while the defense is solid, I don't think they get off like I'm used to seeing Clemson D-lines get off.
Sure.
What's your opinion on that? Do you think the defense is the same since Venables left?
Well, obviously, last year was with it being his first deal, and, it was weird. They had all these superstars, but, obviously horrific, tragic things happening to Brian Brzee. Miles Murphy, I felt like, was just reading the press clippings, wasn't trying to get hurt. And that dude's, should have been top 10 and he kind of slid because of that. And then you had the emergence of two-star linebackers, you know, guys who were both preseason All-Americans this year with Barrett Carter and Jeremiah Trotter, namesake there, who obviously is balling. And I don't know, it was a weird kind of start with the Duke game because guys were out of position, guys looked kind of slow, which is weird. And so I don't know if it was feeling themselves too much or what, but they got it right. And they these last couple of games, I started seeing them flying around. Defense has scored twice. But the key, exactly what you just said there, Silk, is going to be the defensive line, especially going against Jordan Travis, because you can't overrush. I felt like the Duke game, they over-penetrated, over-rushed, and now there's these obvious lanes that got created out of nowhere. If you do that to JT, he's going to kill you. Like, he'll take off. He's way faster than old buddy at Duke. And so, for me, it's how can you stay disciplined right there and get to that certain point? And then they have to tackle. They wrapped up a couple of guys. They haven't got the production. I'm looking at the numbers, and it should be way higher sack numbers. So if you can do that, I think especially in the middle, which obviously Florida State's offensive line much improved, but if you can get in Jordan's face quickly at the center and in the middle, then I think, okay, chaos stops happening. Let's see what happens on the edges.
I agree.
How do you feel about your offensive line play?
I wish I could throw it on one more time. I'll tell you that. You know, it's been weird, man, because there's been a couple of weird injuries. There's been guys that, you know, are changing different positions. The talent, I think, is there, but it's such a position, man, that y'all know, like, communication is everything. And if one guy doesn't hear a call or doesn't know this or that, then, okay, it's a really weird spot. So, you know, they've rotated a couple of guys at left tackle, so Jared Verse should be licking his chops. It's either a guy from Virginia and Tristan Lee, who, you know, much improved since he got there, former five-star, and then another young cat who is Sadler, who, you know, he's a redshirt freshman. Now, he's sweet and got good feet, but, I mean, you're talking about a grown man going against a young kid. And so how much can they take advantage of that? Does Clemson try to slide and protect that? That's a matchup I'm fascinated to see. The inside, I think, is fine. You know, the three in the middle there are super solid. But certainly if they move, you know, Patrick around, Peyton around, and Jared Verse and try to get those matchups, then, okay, that's something that we're really going to have to pay attention to.
Mm. Yeah.
What's your opinion on Club Nick? Is, you know, DJ, I cannot say his last name, Uglavalia, however you say his last name.
I don't know how to say his shit.
He was kind of ran out of town. And he's out of Oregon State. He's playing okay ball out there. What's your opinion on Club Nick and his development so far?
Yeah, I think, you know, clearly when you saw him against the man in the ACC championship, he lit it up and really, you know, got everybody excited. And then against the Tennessee game, you know, he's having to run around for his life. He's responsible for 74 plays. I mean, that's crazy in a guy's first start. He threw it 54 times, rushed it 20. That's a lot to ask for a true freshman. I think that was – you know, a little bit undisciplined on the offensive coordinator's fault, you know, who got fired and now is moved on. And Clemson obviously brings in a new guy. But, you know, it was a slow start for Cade. And even in the, you know, the first two games with things that he's looking at, it doesn't look like, you know, the process is quick enough. But I will say, Silk, without being in those meeting rooms, without hearing what the concept is supposed to be, it's hard to really judge that position. Because, you know, we think what it is. And I can tell you what I think it is supposed to happen, but I could be totally wrong on the route concepts, and he's looking where he should be, but it's the receiver messing up. So with all that said, that there are times where I can see his eyes, and it does look like there was a little bit of fear in that Duke game. Now, since then, I think it's progressed, and since then he's made quicker decisions. Obviously, the level of opponent has significantly gone down. So this is the biggest game by far for him. You know, he was the number one quarterback in the country coming out. He's got to play like that, and he has to earn that. The quarterback position at Clemson, you know, since Taj Boyd was there, is significantly different. There is unbelievable pressure there and expectation that, you know, unfortunately, these young men, they have to live up to because, you know, fans come quick, man. They come booing quick.
Yeah. Shit, they come quick on here, too. and they get mad, E-Mac, they get mad when you just rep your school, but they don't realize how much love is in your heart.
That's right. School. No question.
How, don't know about them dog days. So
that's it's right. Blood, sweat, and tears. Blood, sweat, and tears, man. It's a lot. It's a lot there with the tears.
But Emac, so what two groups from y'all in do you need to come through for y'all to win the game?
Man, individuals, man, I think Shipley has to have a massive day. You know, and clearly he's a guy that you know, he needs to touch it. Right, yeah, last 2 years. I mean, he's gone for over 100 like twice, you know, on FSU. He's good. I need to see more in the passing game too. Like, as a receiver, if he could have 25-plus touches, you know, however you want to break it down, if that's, you know, eight rushes or eight receptions and you know, 27, whatever it is, he's got to get it going. He has to touch the ball because he's that special of a player. But then also I think the wide receivers, you know, they got to get separation. This is a FSU defense that, again, I know who they played, and I know there's a little bit of an outlier, but they're dead last in the ACC in yards that they've given up through the air. Now, they haven't allowed a lot of people to score touchdowns, but they are dead last. They are dead last. So I've got to say it. We've got to take advantage of that. And can we take advantage of that, or do they have their best day?
That's the thing. I'm banking on our D-line from the beginning of the year. I've always kind of said coming into this year that our DBs was going to be we're going to have a lot of Waldos on at the DB group. Yeah, but
you know what time it is when you start throwing that around.
Yeah, but I'm hoping that they just come together. And like I told Silk and AR last week, they just need one of them meetings where coaches out of the room. Well,
players only meeting.
Because, hey, we can't do some of the stuff we did.
Right. If we want to be great.
Right. And if I'm going to be over here talking shit about them too, you know what I mean?
Tell me this though. How big of a deal is it that my guy Keem Dent's not playing? Like, or maybe he will. He wasn't in last game.
5-6-1.
Is that a huge deal?
Say the name again.
Akeem Dent, number one safety. Keem Dent.
So what are they saying? It's an injury.
I don't know. He didn't play against BC.
But they also saying it's some other issue. So again,
I know it looked like he popped his hammy when we were there. So we were there for Southern Miss, and he was running trying to catch either a pass or a run. I can't remember. And I saw him grab it, and he went down. So I don't know the seriousness, the extent, what it was.
Yeah. So when it information like that, I just hit up my little birdie in the program and say, "Hey, what the hell is going on?" Because again, he's a key.
He got some insider stuff, man. Is it deeper than the injury?
He's a key part to our defense. You know what I mean? So it's like, as you see, when we get to those hostile environments, it get to the point where communication is very big. And when you're – it's a different vibe once you're a freshman on offense versus a freshman on defense.
Oh, yeah.
It's a totally different accountability level. And I give it up to those guys who are young, like the guys who Florida kind of playing on as true freshmen whatnot. But – It's a totally different communication, and definitely when you got so much moving stuff going on versus offense, you just got to study your ass off. You know what I mean?
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. So let's get into you know, some score predictions. Then I'm actually your opinion on Miami before you get out of here. But
okay,
what do you guys got the score at?
I'm gonna let you go first. I'm gonna go second.
I got 28-14.
Oh. Damn, we're going to double up on y'all? That's crazy.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. FSU. We doubled up. I like the score. I'm actually going 28-24. I think that there will be a turnover that kind of happens. I like that we're both kind of around the same score. I think that it's so cliche to say, right? And I sound like a coach sitting up here is about to say this. But hopefully in a game of this magnitude, whoever turns the ball over probably is going to lose. And, you know, if you can stay safe with that thing with – obviously, Jordan has done an unbelievable job in his career, and you know, Cade doing the two this year. But I will say, the opportunistic defense that Clemson has shown these last, you know, really, I'll say 2.5 weeks, because they did do it at the end of the Duke game. If they score defensively, man, it's about to be a party, and that'll be really crazy. So I think they get it done. Somebody, Robert Turner, saying 46-20. Come on, bro, this ain't 2013, Robert. Yeah, come on, bro. Fans, bro.
That boy in the past still. Hey, I'm with
him. Come on, man. I'll be so sad if that shit happens.
No, but hey, like you say, E-Mac, those turnovers last week for us, as we see, we can't do that. So
yeah.
Like you say, it sounds cliche, but hey, statistics show the most turnovers or the most penalties. that you bound to lose.
Yeah, it's like that. It's like
I, like if I'm just speaking football and not like as like hating Florida State, I think Florida State wins, right?
Yeah.
But I gotta go Clemson here just because you know that's how like my mind's wired. So I'm going Clemson, and this I think it plays out like this. Like, I've been watching Florida State run game. Trey Benson's been struggling. And they can't, and I'm not a believer of a Florida State offensive line and push and getting some push and running the ball. So if they can't get that going, and if Travis, because he gets a little loosey goosey with the ball and he tries to play hero ball sometimes. So if that run game can't get going, I think Florida State could have a problem on the road, you know. And we'll see how that all plays out. But right now, Trey Benson isn't having the year he's having. The Florida State offensive line isn't getting pushed in the run game. And it could come down to that. We'll see how it all play out. But I got around the same score you got. I got 28-21. I go 21 Clemson.
I like it.
And yeah. I like for Clemson to handle business, you know, at home. You know, I've been
let's go.
We're here for you, bro.
Yeah, Kenny.
We're here for you, Eric.
Toxic environment, man. Listen,
I just want you to know I hate Clemson because we haven't beat them. But
that's right.
I like the dub. I'm going with 33-28. Clemson's going to get the dub.
All right. So we're all pretty close in the score, though. We're all pretty
close. Close game. Close game. Yeah, I think
Clemson. Kenny think y'all just going to get 2 touchdowns, bro.
That is true. Kenny was a little low. Come on, bro.
I'm hoping to see a little bit what they did against Charleston Southern a little bit.
I don't need that.
Before we get you out of here, what's your opinion on Miami? They look cleaner than last year. New coordinators down there, and they. What's your feeling on Cristobal then?
I will say this: I fought my tail off to not go overboard with Miami because I feel like every year that's what I do. I say the Canes are back. They're going to dominate. They're going to do their thing. And then y'all make me look stupid. So this year, I tried my hardest to say, we'll see. We'll see about Miami. Then I go down there, and I see it with my own eyes, and I'm like, dadgum, man, this team has a chance. They've got a shot. They've got a shot. The offensive line is huge. They're playing bully ball. You know, I think Francis Maui-Noa is a monster. True freshman, just absolutely looks like a freak show. Matt Lee has been fantastic. Jalen Rivers is my guy. Been fun to watch him. And that's been the biggest difference to me. Like, they can run the ball. They protect TVD at all costs. And, you know, we saw him against Texas A&M just go nuts. He had so much time. I mean, there were so many beautiful, pretty pockets that Tyler could just step up to and deliver whoever he wanted to. So the biggest question mark for me was who was going to be the wide receivers. Those boys are playing with their hair on fire. They look fantastic. So I think as long as, you know, everybody can stay healthy, shoot, man, the state of Florida in general, Florida looked great too. That's what's good for college football though, right? Like, we need all three of y'all to be great. And, you know, I think that this is a year that's it's been really fun. I've got so much love for Trevor Etienne, for Coach Billy Napier down at Florida there. And, you know, it is interesting though. So you tell me this, bro. He's recruiting well, right? Like, he's doing good things in the recruiting trail. Why is there such this instant deal to, you know, be back to national champ? It's been a while, man. It's been a long time. And y'all had every criminal you could think of on that team. We're trying not to do that again, right? So it's going to take some time. Do you think he'll get it? Like, is he going to have the time, or y'all going to fire him in a year?
No, I think he's going to get more than enough time, man. I thought when he got this job, I said my take was, if they're going with a guy like Billy Napier, it's a long-term play. I think it's a long-term play. You did the quick play with Mullen. He came in, flash in the pan, but it was no longevity. He couldn't sustain it because he's not a recruiter. Right. You know, and we haven't had an elite recruiter with, you know, a young elite recruiter since, what, Muschamp, I would say?
Right.
So it's been a while since we had an elite recruiter on the trail, but he's reestablishing the entire culture. I know people are going to compare him to Deion, but I mean, Deion could have one high year. So did Mel Tucker, right?
That's right.
But it wasn't sustainable. So, like, from a sustainable approach, yeah, I do think he needs a coordinator, an offensive coordinator. Not terribly mad. I don't think our offense is terrible at all. I just think he's more of a CEO and should delegate a little bit when it pertains to play calling, because being a head coach is a lot these days, bro. Like, you really a CEO. It's really a business.
It's less coaching, more of all of that.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think he needs to delegate some, but he's gonna get more than enough time, man. Like the way he set up his staff, he got 300 people on staff. Like they're recruiting at a very high level. We're about to get some fireworks here, and soon we're gonna flip some guys. Like we're gonna have a top 3 to 5 class. He's doing what he needs to do, and then he needed that Tennessee win bad because we lost to every rival last year. So he bounced back. I think we beat Kentucky. If we go into Georgia 6-1, I think we're fine. Like we're coasting along here, and you know we'll see what happens. I think SEC is wide open, to be honest with y'all.
I do too.
Any givens. So we'll see what's up.
No doubt.
Real quick, pick a quarterback, man. Right now, Jordan Travis or Tyler Van Dyke. Who you got?
Come on now.
Just to build a team around or what?
Now you got 2 minutes to go get 7.
Oh, Jordan Travis.
Okay.
Yeah, man. You choose
your childhood friend at 2. Don't do that. Look.
Hey, I got love for him, but I mean, 6.
You're a receiver. You know who to pick.
6'4". I mean, call him Big Ben.
Yeah. Yeah. Now I'm with it. Listen, they're both great. And here's the deal, though. TVD probably will be the higher pick and will have a great NFL career, I think. But, man, the college game is so different. Like, if I can have a guy moving around, being a freak back there, and complete, you know, something crazy downfield, JT, man, he's just got it. He's electric. And he's old. He's in, like, his 7th year in school. Like, give me him.
Hey, who's that player I saw that was 33 now? How the hell that happened? Look,
Miami's got a tight end going on year 9. That's crazy.
Hey, how does that happen? Truthfully, like I don't know. The medical, like
my dude has more degrees than anybody on this call combined. That's crazy.
It's time to make that LinkedIn, man.
That's right. You
know, it's time to join the workforce, man.
Call our guy Adam, Alan Horn, bro. Call
him. Yeah, insurance, man. It's not a bad gig at all. You know?
Alan Horn, man.
Hey, Eric, tell the people where they can find you at, my guy.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. Check me out on Twitter or X, whatever you call it, Eric McLean, and same thing on Instagram. We've got a great podcast if you want to jump into that thing. And, of course, ACC Network with my guy EJ Manuel, the coach Mark Brick, and Eddie Royal, my boy. So I got the receiver, the Florida State, and the Miami all in one, fire. Man. I appreciate y'all. I appreciate y'all having me.
Hey, man, we appreciate you for coming through, Eric.
No doubt. Y'all be good. Right. Have a great day.
All right.
Thanks.
All right, Kenny. I'm going to talk to you, Kenny.
All right, now.
Y'all
hit
be good.
EJ.
See you. That's right.
Hey, it's the Roll Up Is Advised. I appreciate everybody hanging out in these comments. We got quite the crowd today, man. Everybody hit that like button. The comments is flowing. I do appreciate all the love y'all giving for these new co-hosts. Yo, we kicking shit. Chemistry's flowing. We're going to continue to get better and better every week. You know what I'm saying? Let's talk.
Kane's the best team on here.
What's up?
I say, especially when the Kane's the best team on here.
I don't know about that, dog. He don't believe that.
We'll be stirring the pot, Chuck.
I don't think y'all the best team. I think we still got some figuring out to do. I think Florida State obviously is hitting on more cylinders as a program. They got like, you know, 25 like 6-year senior starting. It's flowing a little bit over there. But it's some kinks in the armor, and the whole season got to play out. What's going on with the secondary? I didn't know y'all was dead last in the ACC. That shit barbecue chicken, Kenny.
Man, it ain't even that. It's just the fact of, you know, when you look at game film and you look at, say, if you got, you know, they tack on yardage with pass interference. It's like little hidden statistics that add on to them numbers. So it's like we're not getting scored on like that, though. So it's like, which one do you rather have? I knew coming in they wasn't going to be, you know, Florida State fans saying, oh, championship. I don't see some crazy shit, them comparing them to our team, saying they might have more weapons and this and that. And it's not there yet. You know, we was on all cylinders, top 5. And I think that we still find our identity. We got some playmakers. We got some guys who got experience, but right now we're not where we need to be. And I think this Clemson game could either push them back or make their confidence onto where they need to be go forward.
I need that confidence.
So we need this. How y'all need that Tennessee? We need this one.
Don't lose it. I'm trying to tell you. It's going to be a long day on here Sunday.
Oh boy, Sunday would be crazy. The pressure's on you. Pressure's on me last week, but pressure on you this week, Kenny.
But you heard that stat though, Silk. He said we never beat Clemson. So if they beat us, they whooping y'all ass.
Ooh, Clemson?
Yeah, y'all never beat them.
Y'all not better than us though. That's the thing.
Y'all never beat Clemson. God. That's what he said. They never beat Clemson.
We haven't beat Clemson, bruh. I mean, I think we beat them back when like Travis Benjamin was on the team or something like that. But when I was on the team, we couldn't beat them. It's just one of those ACC championship. I was injured, but yeah, bro. They for whatever reason they show up in those big games, and we didn't. So, but I like them smack FSU around at home, though. I'll tell you that. Death Valley.
You played that? You played that before?
Come on, man.
You played that before?
Never.
Oh man, AR, such a good feeling just to quiet that stadium.
Oh yeah.
So they don't want to see me when we get that win because I'm going.
Crazy. I don't know, man. I just see a lot of orange. Like I watch them when they play at home, and they're a different team at home. I don't know why, but every time they play at home, bro, they show up. I mean,
they struggle with Charleston Southern at home.
Like y'all struggle with BC.
Where was it?
But it was on the road, but like,
let's come just on, man. It. Dope. Hey,
BC was in a game, man.
Wait, Kenny,
but BC was really in a dog. Like, y'all, they was in a dog fight. Like,
I can't wait till November 24th.
BC had them boys in a chokehold, man.
Yeah, bro. Like, it was like a little
brother. I just can't wait till November 24th, man.
Oh, no, November 24th. Hey. I am convinced. Last game of the season, too. Them boys ready to get in a blanket and get to their old ladies, dog. They ain't trying to tackle nobody in the cold, man.
And you know Miami, they divas. If they do have a losing year, they ain't gonna want to play.
Let's talk some Miami right now. We'll get back to some of that Florida State game before we wrap it up. But let's talk some Miami right now. Y'all got Temple. The weather sounds absolutely crazy up there. It's the Miami Manny Diaz deal. The spread is crazy. I don't see no way. I was checking the team out trying to find a glimmer of hope. Hey, y'all, and I don't see shit. So what's your take on this, man?
Yeah, man. To be honest, Temple, I consider this one step above Bethune-Cookman. You know, it's not a practice game. I think it's better comp. They got better players. But, we're going to win by, 25, 30 points. I know right now they got us favored 23.5, but I will say the things to watch out for is the weather to the point. It's going to be 56 degrees. It's 90% chance of rain. So that's always a cause for disaster, as you could ask Kenny from last week. You know, some rain in a cold environment on the road could get tricky. But Coach Mario Cristobal is going to have these boys ready. They focus. It's a different team. It's not last year. We're disciplined. And I think we just go in, we handle business. TVD right now, I mean, what? He's fourth in ACC in yards, first in QBR. I mean, he's locked in. The offensive line is locked in. They're protecting them. So I think we go in, we get a dub. It's going to be a blowout. Not going to be close. Put it away early and get out of that.
I will have 120 on Bethune tomorrow. So y'all not there yet. I'm just being honest. I can go for 120 right now on Bethune-Cookman.
I'm going to tell you, we're going to have three receivers go for over 100 yards this game. Promise you.
Who y'all playing again?
They got Temple, man. They worry about stats.
Say mascot.
Yeah, we playing in the NFL stadium. We got to get TVD ready, to get his NFL future, get that feeling in there, NFL Temple stadiums, all that
Bill
good stuff.
Bill Cosby, you, man. The boy's about to pull up. They got Kurt Warner's son out there, quarterback. He get the ball out pretty fast.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I know. I hate them teams that when my D-line can't get active, right? Like, I don't get an opportunity to get a true pass rush. So, I want to see how, like that offense looks versus Miami, getting the ball out quick. And your D-line, I know that's a big part of y'all defense up front. So it's going to be interesting to see if they get like a spark. I don't expect this to be a game, to be real with you. But we didn't expect last week to be a game either. So we should have brought Buddy back on same energy, son. I think we dropped the ball there. We should have brought Boston Buddy back on. Yeah.
Well, Payne, Mr. Payne.
Yeah, bro. He sold his team short. He let the set down in Boston.
And that's what I be trying to tell for. I said, regardless, I'm going to be with these boys to the end. But I don't think, and this is true, and all these fans reading this, I hope they know what I'm about to say. They know that we still the top dogs in this state. Damn near this country. This year is wide open.
You just need to focus on being the top dog in South
Carolina. No, look, this year is wide open because you got Colorado moving shit.
No. I don't think with your secondary being barbecue chicken like that, like you just got to take it one week at a time and not talk playoff.
Man, hey,
lay low and build.
Hey, you see why they ain't move us too much out of that ranking?
They waiting on.
They know what's up,
bro. Because they gotta sell the ratings for this Clemson.
No. You see what they did to Bama.
Bama deserved that. I ain't gonna lie. They look.
Come on now. That's all I'm saying. This year wide open. So
hey, Silk, you see the quarterback? What that boy said?
Yeah, it's
man, what is he doing, boy? He getting ready for the band practice. He about to go out there play a Division I game. He out there looking like he getting ready for Dancing with the Stars, man. Crazy.
Nick Saban's looking crazy.
Yeah, Alabama quarterback, man. You just see the pregame warm-up video?
No, it was bad.
Terrible, bro. I've never seen nothing like it. He wasn't serious.
All right, so what's your take on getting the ball out quick and in the defense with Clemson? Shout out to Kurt Warner, son. I'm rooting for that boy this weekend.
Yeah, you rooting for him, but he's going to have a long day because I think when you have a quarterback that gets the ball out like he does, you know, what is it? It's the second highest in the country. You got to bump and run. You got to knock receivers off the route. You got to mess up timing because that's really what it comes down to. He has predetermined reads, and he's getting the ball out fast. You know, if something, his first read not open, he's probably checking it down. So I do think we're going to bump and run. We're going to line up a man. You know, we're going to make them, you know, come out, and he don't have to throw it around and win. I would say they do run the ball a good amount. You know, I think Jaquez Smith, you know, he had 24 carries, 187 yards. He averaged 7.8 yards a carry. I do believe they're going to try to establish a run in a rainy game. It's cold, right? They're going to try and, you know, pound us, you know, and kind of impose their will. But I do think they're going to have a funny, you know, they're going to come to a realization that this is not an old Miami team. We have a real D lineman. We have real trenches now. So I think we're going to be able to bang with them. You know, stop the running game and force a quarterback to drop back and really read the field and make, you know, Division I reads, you know. So he might got his dad last name, but we're going to see if he anything, you know, if he have a hint of his dad in him. You know, they might have a chance if he has a
touch. They got that underdog bloodline.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They used to overcome the odds, bro. Kirk came from Publix and got a Super Bowl. You feel me?
That is wild. That's a wild stat right there.
Yeah,
you know, it's like the craziest story at a quarterback, Super Bowl winning quarterback ever, Kurt Warner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Didn't Kurt like stop playing and like came back or something? Then the crazy story about him.
I think so. I don't forgot.
Someone in the comments gonna know. But
yeah, he went and got a job at like grocery. Like he was.
Yeah, he was at a grocery store. Yeah, but this ain't his son. Gonna have to, let me stop. I'm gonna stop. Bro. I'm gonna stop myself right now. I'm gonna stop myself right now.
No, talk greasy.
Yes.
So hey, he might got to start applying for, you know, them Publix, you know what I'm saying, bag of groceries now, man. We had a boy in Amsterdam.
Hey, I hope he see this, too.
I hope he see it, too, because you know I'm not lying. You know I'm not lying. We gon' the D-line, I'm not going to lie, they're going to get after him. I'm going to be real. They're going to get after him. They got a lot to prove. And you know those wet games, Kenny. You know when you play them rainy games, you're a defensive player. It's the best thing on earth.
Don't say nothing now. I just talked about Boston College. Y'all still on that. So don't y'all karma coming right now. Look, but the thing is, y'all ain't gonna know how to end it. Y'all ain't gonna know how to finish.
Kenny, you really think it's
okay? If y'all get down, y'all don't know how to finish.
We were down 14-3 first quarter versus Texas A&M.
A real legit team. That Texas A&M Texas A&M wasn't proven.
All right, Kenny, you got to stop it now, bro.
So y'all sitting up here saying Texas A&M were proven.
No, but we're playing Temple this weekend, bro. Like Temple
anything
is terrible.
Can happen. Look, USF, Alabama.
Oh, my God.
Charleston Southern, Clemson.
I need it to happen. I'm with you when you're right now. You know what I'm saying? If you're right, I'm with you. So I need it to happen. Struggle.
Temple getting a win? You think so?
I ain't say all that. I'm just saying y'all better buckle up because, look, you got to think about when teams see anything ranked on that schedule.
Yeah, they up.
Everybody, mama and daddy coming to the game.
Yeah.
Them boys finna be tailgate. They on y'all ass. Look, man, y'all ranked.
It's two things going to happen, Kenny. When you come out of the tunnel, right, it's two teams. You either going to be motivated to go beat the University of Miami or you going to come out shitting bricks because you about to play them boys. It's one or the other.
I never heard it. I never heard that second option.
I like the second option better. Hey, listen, I see the teams
after McGahee Nobody thought about that second option you talking about.
I've seen teams. Notre Dame was one. We came out of that smoke, and the boys didn't have that same energy. Like, it went there. We took their soul.
You see what happened? You get Miami a win, some couple wins.
Hey, oh, I already know.
So they talking about fear. So you tell me teams fear y'all now.
Bro,
I'm just saying,
man, that's funny. That's
there's two types of teams.
That's crazy.
Types of teams, man. Look, is teams that's going to show up and want to beat you. And you know a team that's really good at that? North Carolina. They show up every time versus.
So why y'all looking at me?
Teams like that, they be all front running.
So why y'all give me shit? Why y'all give me shit about Boston College? That's our team.
Because Boston College, almost lost like Holy Cross or not?
North Carolina, the Tar Heels. Come on now,
they played like
North Carolina. Be coming with that shit, not Kenny.
Man, no, they don't, bro.
You got to come to play North Carolina, dog. Don't.
Yeah, no, they don't. I don't know what they coach.
Duke been more relevant than North Carolina.
No, I mean the last 2 years, but you know, we played them in a little bit,
bro. We played them in the ACC championship.
Yeah, because ACC was terrible, man.
Man, here you go. Look,
y'all made us hire Kurt Roper, thinking that like he could actually do some shit. We brought that shit to the SEC, and they ran him out of here.
Look, I ain't got nothing to do with that. All I'm saying is, ACC is, I'm standing by this. We stronger than y'all this year.
No, man, stop that lie.
You'll see by the end of the year.
SEC sucks this year. I'm not gonna lie. I'm gonna keep it a stack. They a little off. They game.
But y'all struggling with what is USF mean?
It's American more parity in the league, but it always plays out. I hear this every year with ACC.
Is changing.
So have you ever? Have you ever? Changing, no, it's not. Everybody's trying to join the big dog. How's it changing? Well, everybody's trying to join this league.
Yeah, it's NIL. NIL money. That's why they want. I'll join that shit too. Look.
No, it's more broadcasting money. It's more money in general with brands. You know why? Because it's the best league.
Hey, but I'm cut different. Look, I'm going where I'm going to win at, man.
You want to stay?
And
in
I want some money. Nah,
I think the SEC got the bet, like the like more fans and just more organic. You know what I'm saying?
It means more, bro.
It's a little different, but I mean, just this year alone, like ACC really just running through that. You know what I'm saying?
3 weeks in,
we really should have the ACC versus SEC like ship or some type of game. But you know, it is what it is.
Nah, man, y'all gotta focus on settle this, bro. It's just like that,
it's one of those like Jordan LeBron debates. Like, it's never gonna be.
I need you to lead. Now I need you to lose the temple. You know what I'm kind of rolling with you a little bit of shit, but now I need you think y'all good like that. I need Temple to run down on this shit.
Meek Mill, my favorite artist, and I don't care. We gonna run through that up there in Philly. We gonna be
Rain neutralized speed too, man. I learned that when I was in high school. We played a wing tee, little Christian school, and they gave us hell, Kenny. Just. We didn't know where the ball. We didn't know where the ball was at. We was faster. We was bigger. But that rain can neutralize some shit, man. You gotta think more in the rain, bro. You can't just move and shit. You just can't be aggressive.
You can't be aggressive.
It rains at every home game. It rains for us. So playing in the rain, not.
But y'all soft now. Y'all got an IPF. Y'all ain't out there practicing in the rain like that.
Yeah, I'm glad we got it. We stopped practicing in the wellness center in tennis shoes. So.
Well, say in the comments that we smoking Philly blunts. I like that, man.
Yeah, man. I like that.
Hey, put on KP, man.
Yeah.
Hey, shout out. KP is the funniest fan that Lil Hat be coming on.
Hey, look. I'm sorry. I ain't got time for that shit.
No, like, hold on. Nah, I just got a question. Since we talking about this upset, I guess, I need the score predictions, man. What are y'all thinking, man? I need the honest. I don't need I need the real one.
I think y'all win like 42-21.
I don't think they cover the spread. That's what I said.
What is the spread?
Spread's like 23, right?
23.5, I think.
Yeah. I said 42-21.
Yeah. Going with you. I don't want to pick a score. I just don't think y'all cover the spread.
I think it's going to be like 45-10 or 13.
You got Kurt Warner's son fucked up. Boy, you think he ain't finna go?
Hey, I hope he see all this.
I'm about to disappear, bro.
You got Kurt Warner's son fucked up, bro.
Man, look at this. If he come out looking crazy, I'm going to come on here and apologize to him and tell you that.
I'm trying to tell you, dog. I'm praying that boy got some, like, you know, some of his daddy's, you know what I'm saying, moxie. That's what they call it.
Hey, shit like, that's why I'm telling you, keep it going. Shit like that make a team beat your ass. We did that.
Yeah.
Hey, people don't know, we plastered some shit, a comment that was being made with Dabo them that Clemson week, the one that we beat them. That bad. They had said some shit, and we had something on our locker all week. And you know how that shit is. You come in, like, they got us fucked up.
But this is my thing, bro. Like, and Temple lost to Rutgers, bro. Like, can we be serious? Like, they're not.
Listen, man, AR, y'all are ranked.
To lost to NIU and then almost ran down on. The refs beat fucking Boston College last week. Wow. Florida State didn't even do nothing.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Y'all are ranked, though. Different energy.
We're ranked 20. We're ranked 20. We're going to go down a little bit after we hang about 40 points on them boys this weekend.
It's a different energy. And you know them boys coming.
I got a slight problem with the rankings. Like, them having me behind Tennessee, I thought I just dragged them around my stadium. It just feels disrespectful.
That is crazy.
Like, come on, bro.
They look woeful, too.
What they got Tennessee now?
They're like 23 or something, like right above us.
I mean, that's fair, man. That's fair. Y'all ain't proven either.
We proved we could beat their ass. We proved that we should be ranked higher than them at this point.
Hey, at this point, they said, "Hey, both these people kind of bad." So
both these people kind of bad. Watch out, man.
Both these people kind
of
bad.
The best. Kenny, we're gonna get to this Florida game, but my defense is one of the best in the country, bar none. We're number one in the SEC right now. We're top 10 overall. I told y'all in the offseason when we did our first show before it got kicked off that we're gonna lean on that defense, and I expect we were one of the worst. I think like next to last is some wild shit, like the last 2 years. So it's been a like just flip of the room. We got the youngest defensive coordinator in college football with Austin Armstrong. We hired him over from Saban. Saban's slipping. We snatched a few things from him in the offseason too. But he was a linebacker coach over there. We grab him. I like his energy. I like his schemes. I like how aggressive he is. Cam Jackson is an absolute beast in the middle. Like, we're a problem. Y'all going to bring that shit down here to Gainesville. We're going to show y'all what's up because it ain't going to be no easy way, Kenny.
Hey, I'm going to be there live and in fact. Hey, you ain't got to worry about me.
We hanging out.
But how much of that defensive success is just playing at home? Like, what are they going to do when they got to go on the road?
We went on the road to Utah, and the defense held his own, bro. Like, we stood.
First play of the game, boy, I seen a point.
Yeah, and then that shit, we squeezed down on a little bit, bro. Like, they scored 20
points. Y'all
play,
played a third-string quarterback, too, at that. And then played who next?
McNeese
State. Hell, you better be number one in SEC.
We held Josh Heupel. Josh Heupel was one of the, like, just prolific play callers right now in college football. We held him to his career lows last week.
Man, listen.
If you're looking at snaps in the red zone, like only like us, like only like three teams in the country are above us with like teams having snaps in the red zone.
If
like,
I'm going
really
against
squeezing down on shit.
If I'm going against receivers like that, you better be the top in the nation. Versus, hey, y'all ain't going against no LSU receivers.
Y'all last in the ACC. So
y'all ain't going against no LSU receivers.
Y'all must be seeing
yet.
Randy Moss. Are y'all seeing Randy Moss?
You're a receiver, right? Yeah. Y'all ain't go against no LSU receivers.
Who nah. Them receivers that couldn't catch shit.
Man, come on. I'm just saying them boys good.
Man, I think Tennessee receivers are on par with LSU receivers.
Man, Tennessee
right
receivers
now.
Are bad, me? Man. They was either bad or they don't want to play for the quarterback
no
more.
You thought LSU receivers look good? They lost the game. Literally.
Well, they still was up 100 plus. They decent receivers. And
they
then you see what they
– because y'all barbecue chicken.
And bro, look what bro did last week. That boy had 200.
Who that?
But he supposed to have that for y'all, though. You feel me? Like, they just couldn't catch. They supposed to have, like,
so you get,
we seen the barbecue that game. They just couldn't catch the ball on y'all. So I see what you're saying.
And y'all going to play him. You going to see.
We're going to run down on LSU this year. We got to go to LSU, so I ain't going to talk crazy right now. I don't know. Teams, they're not going to be the same LSU team y'all played. So
they said that's different. A real Death Valley, too.
It's muggy out there. I ain't going to lie to you.
I ain't never been, but I don't heard.
All that shit. It's muggy out there. It's rowdy. But
so who y'all got? You like y'all chances this week? I'm sure you like y'all chances.
We have Charlotte, man. You know, this one of them weeks. I got my offensive lineman got some suspensions.
They going to run down.
Who, Charlotte?
Nah, I'm lying.
Yeah, don't do that, bro. That's nasty, dog. Don't do that. This is one of the weeks where we come in. I would like to see some of my backup linemen get some tick here, which they will because I got a couple offensive linemen that are suspended first half. So we should get some young bucks in on the offensive line. The Charlotte 49ers are like dead last in their little conference and run defense. They're 1-2 right now. Very underwhelming program altogether. If you just watch them on film. It's a terrible vibe. I couldn't even get through a first half of one of their games. I had to cut that shit off, Kenny. But but they cannot stop the run. So I expect them to just come out there and lean on them heavy, get up big early, and then get some the young bucks in. I'm saying young bucks, but they all play anyway. Like Jordan Castell played the most snaps on defense as a true freshman. You look on offense, it's the same thing, just freshman everywhere. So, like, young bucks is going to play. But I do want to see my guy Max Brown get some reps. Graham Mercer's dealing with a hurt injury offhand. It's not his throwing hand, but he is dealing with an injury. So this is a week we need to get fresh, get back healthy, rest some guys. We have Devin Moore go down with an injury. They're saying he's just pretty much week to week, nothing serious. But he did bruise his clavicle. So wanting him to get back. Who else is out? I mentioned Graham Mercer's injury. I think that's the gist of it injury-wise. But just health. It's not a big matchup. We're back at home. Another 7:30 kickoff. Should be a raucous crowd. Should be, you know, a blowout situation. And then we move on to next week. Kentucky, our first away game. I'm really focused on that. Don't want to jump ahead of myself. But I want to see where this young team at going on the road to Kentucky. I'm not impressed by Kentucky either. I think we can beat Kentucky. I think we go in there and do our thing. But we've struggled with Kentucky the last 2 years. But I don't foresee us coming in and pitching the ball 40 times. Like, how we lost last year won't be a thing. But this team hasn't won on the road with Napier. So, like, the first test was winning a rivalry game. The next test is going to be, can you win a SEC East matchup on the road? And I think we can handle business. I'm glad that game's going to be at, like, noon. I hate Kentucky at night. I prefer a nooner out there because that shit gets rocking in Bluegrass City or the Bluegrass State, whatever you call it. Just some quick notes, man, on my team. I was talking about our defense, and I was saying defensive snaps in the red zone. Michigan is the only team ahead of us. It's Michigan. They average 1.67 snaps a game. We average 2.3. UCF is behind us at 3. Georgia's at 4, and then Ohio State's at 5. On the season, we're giving up 2.9 yards a carry. I don't care who you're playing. That's just incredible football. I already said that we lead the SEC in total defense, number 10 in total defense in all the FBS. Time of possession, which I think is a very fire stat. We're number 4 in the country in time of possession. We're only behind military schools like Army, Air Force, and shit like that in Navy. So we're possessing the ball at a high rate. I thought that's how we won the game versus Tennessee, by jumping up 2 scores, running the air out of the ball. That's what we did the whole second half, is just possess the ball with a lead. And with these new rules, you can really just get a team out of there if you get up 2 possessions, like, real quick, if you can run the ball like we can. So I expect a lot more of that, man. Just that's what our offense is. We don't need Graham Mercer to play hero ball. We don't need him to go win games on his shoulder. We can run the ball. We can play defense. That's old-school SEC football right now. He's off the saving tree. He coached a little bit with Dabo, but, you know, this is old-school. And I said this last show, I don't like that he took his foot off the gas. I don't want to play that style of football, but that's the style of football I expect with Graham Mercer at the helm. It's also an opportunity for us to do some down-the-field work. We're not been hitting a lot of big plays down the field. Rewatching the Tennessee game, there are a couple that we left on the field that we could have hit on. One of them, we need just more time and protection. The first play of the second quarter, we ran a deep route that we damn sure was going to score a touchdown on, but Graham Mercer got sacked, and that was a big, you know, that was a big start in the second half. You just want to start on fire, and that sack just set us back a little bit, that drive. But I think we just got to work on some down the field stuff. The run game gonna be what it is. Trayvon Webb should get more carries this week. Want to see Aiden Mizell, Andy Jean, all these true freshmen. They should be able to get more reps because I want to see more guys separating that secondary. Some of my veteran guys that are playing at receiver just aren't showing no separation. It could be the route combinations as well. Not ruling that out. But that's where I'm at with it. I don't got a whole lot of information. There are some big 3 stats that I thought was just, you know, we'll keep revisiting, like, little small stats like this every week. So I did first down defense and first down offense around the country just to see where all 3 of our programs are ranked. First down defense, we're at 3. Miami's at 14. Florida State's at 88, which I think is, like, a glaring thing right there. But first down offense, Florida State's at 49. Miami's at 31, we're at 36. So we're all kind of in the same spaces for us, like first down offense. A passing offense, Florida State is at 38, Miami's at 13, we're at 63. which I kind of expected when I looked these stats up because I know we're just not slinging the ball down the field like that. Red zone offense, Florida State is 3 in the country. So they're very efficient. Once they do get in the red zone, they pretty much going to get 7. Miami's 25. We're 61. And a lot of that struggle is definitely with our kicker being
special, you know, teams.
Special teams being Bonds. And sometimes we go for it on fourth down a lot down there. We're just not executing. We could execute better in the red zone. So all those were key stats.
Does that make y'all feel confident in beating us?
No, I think it's a lot more. There's more stories to be told, more football to be played. I don't feel like y'all. Yeah, like, just be real. Like, I can get my trolling shit off. I could troll all day, Kenny. You know,
look at AR. AR was ready to troll. Look, he was smiling. Look.
I stopped myself, man.
But real shit, like, you know, I think it's a long season. And I think, like, this season, the game, as we're seeing from week to week, you guys don't feel like y'all felt LSU after the LSU game. Y'all played that. I watched y'all on the timeline, bro. It was people breaking down the LSU game during the Boston College week. Y'all weren't even focused as a fan group. Y'all was still breaking down that win, excited about that win. Then you get to Boston College, and you struggle. And now the fans is like, yo, what the fuck was that? They trying to bench Trey Benson. They, you know what I'm saying? They wondering why Verse ain't getting no sacks. So it's week to week, bro, like you say. You know what I'm saying? Day to day with it. You can't get too high, can't get too low.
You can't. The only thing you can do is just, you know, just support the team. And that's the thing that, you know, even when I leave this earth, fans will never – get along with each other because they just supporting their team. But at the end of the day, some people just go overboard with it. They don't even know what the hell they talking about, because they don't really know all those little hidden little factors, you know, little things you name in it. They might know the statistical stuff, but they don't know the true in-depth stuff. Like I say, just a little hidden thing, like, you know, this player might be getting the ball too much. I don't, you know, when you don't see players going offices, like, and you over here like, hey, I need the ball more. That shit make you feel some type of way. So it goes on, but I think that
who want the ball more for State? Who you think asked for the ball more?
Man, hey, zero catches is, that's a crazy stat coming from a guy.
Yeah, Coleman, yeah.
He got mid season stats, right? You know what I mean? It's like, so, hey, I don't know. I just hope they get that shit together and lock in. Cause
was he clamped down or did he just confine? They couldn't scheme him up? Like, why you think he has zero catches?
There ain't no clamp down. I just think that
white on rice out there, man.
I just think the scheme was off. And you know, quarterbacks, that's one thing I've always prided myself on. I don't want to be too much in the quarterback ear because he got a lot of reads, a lot of – audibles, you got a lot of shit going on, and if you open, hey, that is how he built confidence in you. Instead of just, hey, you know, you break the huddle, you got me, you know what I mean?
Right.
So, I'm just hoping they get it all together and play balanced football, because Trey Benson, he did take a step off from last year with just explosiveness. It's like, you know, that's what we need just to open up the field even more. So, I'm gonna need him to get right. Even when he get benched toward Philly, I need him limit them turnovers. We can't be that can't happen. And I know he know better because that's not like him. I don't really see bro turn the ball over like that. So,
right.
But the group I'm looking for, like, maybe I need to have another team talk with him, because you see how much it worked. You know what I mean?
Oh, you was the reason they won like that LSU, huh?
I'm gonna go talk to him Friday. They just sent the email, but I just think that. That damn DB group, they got to get right for me, man.
So how you feel good about Miami with that DB group, man? With Tyler Van Dyke, he dropping dimes like crazy right now. The boy, and you got to get to him. He in his bag.
I got to give it to him. And like I said, as a offense, if you got shit more than 2 or 3 good, even if I'm counting tight end or receiver, it's hard to stop if you ain't got no dogs at DB. And yeah, I don't like it right now. That's why I'm glad we're playing them boys later in the year so we can configure some things out.
That's worse. That's worse. We're going to be more gelled. We're going to be better. You see what I'm saying? Right now, y'all peeking, y'all peeking, y'all like, y'all.
That's what you think. Look,
I think
Norvell's too good of a coach to let it peak, if I'm being honest. And I've been around a lot of coaches. I don't think he's going to let that organization peak right now. Come on now.
Okay.
The fire in him, man.
I'm just talking shit, man. I think they beat Clemson.
All that fire, man. That's why they got fire extinguishers, you know. Don't matter. Hey, don't matter.
That shit out, man.
Hey, you must have grown up a Florida State fan or something, man.
You know, let me tell you this. My little brother was a diehard Florida State fan. His room was garnet and gold everywhere. So I seen his logo all my life.
I knew it was something. You see, he still got hit. You know he deal with mentorship in the community. Hey, you go back to childhood. So he got some childhood trauma of garnet and gold.
We drove, what is it, from Palm Beach, Tallahassee, what, like 6.5-7 hours?
That is about six.
Man, we drove all the way up to the game when they played Notre Dame at home. I know you remember when Jalen Ramsey on the team.
And we won at the end.
Man, no coach acknowledged nothing. Drove all the way back, ain't talked to one person, I promise you. Never went back. I said, it's up.
You said they ain't talked you at all?
Not even, what's your name?
Oh yeah, I can see what hatred.
I tried it. We played Silk, you knew this. Don't Campbell. I tried. I noticed.
A lot of things make sense now.
Yeah, man. We played them in dope, man. I got that revenge. Got that W. Oh my gosh,
went crazy on them boys, huh?
Hey,
my brother, Florida State fan.
Hey, so the camera off right now. We off stage, so you can admit you like the Seminoles a little bit.
Jalen Ramsey wasn't one of my favorite players, bro.
No, I'm fucking with you. I grew up a Hurricane. I be telling all my Seminole friends who I'm like close with, they know that about me. Like, and shit changed with recruiting. You be like, man, this shit ain't even in Miami. I don't want to go here.
Man, went up there first. It started really before the game, bro. There's nothing around there, like around the stadium. So like we had to change clothes and stuff. It was just too ratchet, bro. I couldn't do it, bro. I'm from Palm Beach, bro. It was too much for me, bro. Then drove all the way back, and we was in a small two-door Camaro too, bro. I sat in a back seat, bro, whole ride back, right after the game, mind you. We got back like 5-6 o'clock, because you know it was an 8 o'clock game, and you know 12-1 o'clock, we on the road.
I feel you.
Never come back here again.
You ain't want to be homesick. I get it.
No, I wasn't homesick. I wanted my get back. Hey, waited about 4 years to get that, boy. Ooh, felt good.
That's what's hey, y'all hit that like button. We hanging out a little bit. 115 people right now hanging out with us. Pound that like. It don't cost nothing to show love. Go and check out every vlog that we got going on. We do episodic type game day vlogs. Miami with Amon. He be down there kicking it in the suites, doing billion-dollar boy things. And Kenny been rocking. He was at the LSU game. He's going to Clemson this weekend. He hadn't been to Tallahassee yet, but my man definitely on the road. He's going to be in Clemson this weekend, kicking some shit.
Hey, man, I'm saving it. Hey, speaking of, man, y'all Florida State fans, mark down that 10-year reunion game. Show some support.
Yeah, pull up. Pull up. It's going to be thick out there, man. Let's get up out of here. I do want to give shouts out to everybody that's hanging out with us and showing love and support. It definitely means a lot, man. We're working and we're building something over here. And it ain't easy, you know what I'm saying? We make this look easy, but we put a lot of work in to making this product better. So we definitely appreciate the love and all the comments. Y'all share our stuff on Twitter, Instagram, wherever it's at. Come find us. Come follow us. Subscribe. If you're listening on Apple or Spotify, come find us on YouTube. Subscribe. It don't cost nothing to do that. Check out the visuals. It's funnier in person. We hanging out Sunday. Every Sunday we do Same Energy Sunday. We pull back up. We talk about these lies we just told on this show, you know, and atone for it. It's a confession booth type vibe, and we share that vibe with the fans. So if you guys want to join, hit us up in our DMs on Twitter, Instagram, with your email address to join the show. If you hit us up during the show, sometimes we can get you on, but a lot of times we be too busy cursing at each other and hanging out a little bit. It's hard to go, you know, add you guys to the show. So you can start hitting us up now if you want to join the show. But other than that, man, it's the roll up. It's the vibes. We're going to keep these vibes rolling. Big vlogs on the way. Big content on the way. Y'all got any shout outs? Y'all good?
You got collar chunks on. We repping today, man. That's it.
I was telling Kenny pre-show. So you said we was waiting on you for a few minutes, man. And y'all bear with us. We start like 5 minutes late. Don't trip, man. Y'all already know we all got a lot like life going on, man. So we're not gonna start crazy late. But if we like 5 minutes. Just bear with us here and there. But we was waiting in the chamber a little bit for my man Amon. He had some business stuff going on. So me and Kenny was talking. I said, bro, I know running college hunts gotta be stressful. And Kenny said, why you say that? I said, bro, I work moving for half a shift. We went on lunch break, Amon. I called my girlfriend at the time and I was gone, dog. I was like 21 years old, bro. It was the worst job I ever had, bro. I'm not saying yours is, but for me,
It's happened.
I'm not a move furniture kind of guy.
we didn't had dudes leave before. You know, it's tough, man. It's tough, you know, dealing with the craziness of it. But, you know, it's a pretty good business. You know, you got to think people move every day. There's always someone moving or throwing out junk. So it's good, but definitely being the hunk, being out there, I salute them boys, man. They out there working.
Hey, what's a hunk?
That it's really an acronym for honest, uniform, nice, knowledgeable service. But hunk is, you know, obviously, you know, like a strong individual. You can see here on the logo, you know, but we hire anyone, you know, that's willing to work and, you know, grind, you know, and just can fit within our culture and our core values, and we roll. So we give everyone an opportunity. And then, you know, from that point, we just try to build leaders and, you know, do what we can.
Yeah, I'm gonna come down there one day and fuck with you. Hey, I want to vlog those. That's gonna be my workout.
Yeah, pull up, workout.
Look, hey,
that'll be a vlog now. Like, hey. Kenny getting in the truck to go for a day of work, dog. That's a vlog.
Yeah, I'm gonna put Kenny out there in that truck. I'm gonna send him to a high rise.
Nah, Miami. Don't put it in the truck. Hey,
the elevator gonna go down. You're gonna be sick. Hit the stairs.
Hey, bro, you got to carry some furniture down 15 flights of stairs, bro. Kenny gonna quit at lunch like I did.
Hey, I like to improvise. I'm gonna find something. Look, hey, I'm gonna improvise my ass off, man.
Kenny, you gonna throw the people stuff on the balcony, bro?
Hey, man, listen, I'm gonna improvise. Look,
them hallways be slim, bro. Ain't a whole lot of options that from the 15th floor.
Yeah, it's a grind. It's different. I told you before the show. I was like, boy, it's so much that can go wrong and so little that can go right. You know.
Right. We also, man, if you're a Gator fan, I'm doing the Spaces Friday. We're going to get them scheduled. I'll talk with these guys, see if they're interested in getting some space. I want to get, you know, like all three fan bases regularly where we can engage with fans here and there through Twitter in that form. But pull up Friday, 10 a.m., we'll be kicking it on Twitter, hanging out and talking just a little football. I know it's going to get greasy in there. Miami fans, y'all want to slide through and get some tidbits on trolls and what they hit us with. That's a good spot, but we hanging out big time.
Hey, we gonna pull up deep.
What's up?
You pulling up? Pull up deep too in them spaces, Miami fans. You know, we come about 100 deep every time.
Y'all gonna clock out of y'all's? Y'all shit don't never turn off. Y'all got a 24/7/7. They shit run like 7-Eleven. Like Walmart used to work is how they spaces work.
I'm gonna keep it a stack every time I get on live or somebody.
That shit don't cut off. It ain't cut off since the pandemic started. Every shift covered, bro, since the pandemic started. Y'all got a crazy streak going on.
Yeah, you lying.
Shout out to them boys, though. Hey, man, appreciate y'all for hanging out. It's the Roll Up, it's the Vibes. See y'all Sunday. Pull up. We hanging out. Big Clemson. What happened?
Y'all got more people in the spaces than the crowd.